And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Thursday called for major reforms in the United Nations Security Council. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
UN Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, on an Asian tour that included a stop in South Korea, addressed an event at Tokyo's National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies Thursday. She said the Security Council and the UN as a whole need reform, as the realities of 70 years ago when the institution was founded do not reflect the realities of today.
Where we have 193 members of the Security Council, where Africa does not have a permanent seat, Latin America does not have a permanent seat, and other countries around the world and other regions are not represented in a significant way in the council.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States Thursday sanctioned Iran over Tehran's weekend missile and drone attacks on Israel, targeting individuals and companies that provide weapons and materials for Tehran's war machine. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Thursday, quote, "We helped defeat this attack, and today we are holding Iran accountable, imposing new sanctions and export controls on Iran." Speaking with reporters, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the sanctions will be added to the long list the U.S. has imposed on Iran.
Over the last 3 years, we've done 600 sanctions across a wide range of entities and individuals, organizations and businesses across Iran. These are specifically targeted at their drone capability, and we'll keep the option open for any more that we need.
The Treasury Department sanctions target 16 individuals and two entities that work to supply unmanned aerial vehicles, plus five companies that provide components for one of Iran's largest steel producers. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Climate scientists are warning that a recent heat wave in West Africa, the worst in the region's living memory, is a sign that the extreme temperatures could become more frequent. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In late March and early April, many West African countries were gripped by days and nights of temperatures above 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 Celsius. The severity of the heat wave led climate scientists from World Weather Attribution to conduct a rapid analysis. It concluded that the temperatures would not have been reached if industry had not warmed the planet by burning fossil fuels and other activities. And according to Claire Barnes, a WWA statistician, the situation is likely to get worse.
At 2 degrees of warming, which is the kind of threshold that we often look at for future temperatures, we would expect to see heat waves like this maybe 10 times more frequently.
Despite a lack of data, the WWA estimates that the heat wave led to hundreds or possibly thousands of deaths.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The grandiose opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics will last nearly 4 hours. A total of 205 delegations will parade on more than 80 boats on the Seine. Around 320,000 fans will watch the athletes parade from the embankments. Once the 10,500 athletes have disembarked, the final part of the ceremony takes place at the Trocadero Plaza overlooking the Eiffel Tower. Canadian and U.S. authorities said on Wednesday 6 people have been arrested and 3 more are being sought in connection with what they called the largest gold heist in Canadian history. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Regional police in Ontario named 9 suspects and say they face 19 charges. At least 2 were Air Canada employees. 5 suspects were arrested in the country and released on bail, while 1 suspect was arrested in Pennsylvania with firearms and remains in U.S. custody. Police have issued Canada-wide warrants for the other 3. Air Canada suspended 1 employee charged in the theft, while another had already left the airline before the charges were announced. The authorities found more than 2 pounds of gold and approximately $315,000 worth of Canadian currency. They also found more than 60 firearms believed to have been bought with the stolen money. Following the heist, a Miami-based transport and security services provider, Brinks, sued Air Canada in October, alleging negligence and carelessness.
Ryan Brooks from Reuters. The World Health Organization has approved a new version of a widely used cholera vaccine that could help address a surge in cases that has depleted the global vaccine stockpile. In a decision last week, WHO authorized a new vaccine by Eubiologics, the only maker of the oral cholera vaccine for a global stockpile managed by the UN Health Agency and partners. The new vaccine uses fewer ingredients and can be made more quickly and cheaply. It remains effective at preventing the diarrheal disease, according to research conducted in Nepal. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.